The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Have you ever asked somebody, how are you doing? And then they like look at you like you're bothering me right now. It just happened to me in the hallway. Let me explain. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I will not reveal exactly who it is, but one of our sister stations, one of the members of their morning show was in the hall, and I said, hey, how you doing? What's up? Because I've had my cafecito. I'm good, right?
Oh.
And then he looks at me and he says, I'm making coffee.
Yeah.
Basically, why don't you ask me in about 15 minutes, Dana? Why are you coming
I don't need
in
all
here?
That cheeriness.
I need all morning cheering here. You know?
Yeah, that is the worst. When you haven't been caffeinated up yet and somebody approaches you after their first cup, get away from me.
And then I tried to make a joke and he looked at me like, I'm telling you to get away from me. I felt so bad.
Wow.
I hate when I want to know who it was. I'm not going to tell you because I feel bad because I've done it too. Man, when you come at me and I haven't had my coffee, do not talk to me. Let me get my addictive self fed and then we can have a conversation. And it's like that in the morning. Otto knows. Otto been traveling. He works a lot. And him coming home in the morning, he's chatty. Ooh, he's Mr. Chatty. And I am like, stop till I get my coffee.
You know, I like to express myself, especially after I've gotten like 8 hours of sleep. I'm like a whole different person at that point. I wake up and I want to have a conversation and I want to listen to disco music in the morning. You know why? Because it feels good and it feels uplifting and I want to have a good day. And Dana wants to just listen to some slow music to bring me down.
Otto, I love slow music. It's vibey.
At 4 in the morning?
At 4:30 and 5:15, I want to hear it.
I never thought about that part of our friendship because I do know Automatic for the majority of his life, but I don't know him when he immediately wakes up. And I could imagine that when Automatic wakes up and he's gotten a full night of sleep, he wakes the whole house up.
Anthony, it is,
is that him?
Psychotic. Oh my. I am so quiet when I get up. I am like a little mouse tiptoeing through the Casa house and Otto wakes up.
Boom, slamming everything.
What are you doing? I am asleep, sir. He'll get home after DJing or something. Door slam, pow, wham, wham.
I'm like, make sure you're awake that you know I'm home and no, I'm not a robber.
I wasn't awake and I don't want to be awake and I need coffee. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Today is IHOP's National Pancake Day, yo.
Hello. So obviously check out the IHOP. They're going to have specials, but usually when IHOP does that, all the local joints get in on it too. Mm. So check that out. All right.
And we're also celebrating deli meat. It is National Cold Cuts Day.
Otto the other day was like, that stuff's bad. I don't care.
Well, there are certain processed meats that you want to steer
clear of. All processed meats are bad. But I'm going to have a ham sandwich later. I don't care.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we had a big garage sale. And my daughter, Stasia, who is the Facebook Marketplace queen, suggested that we advertise there. And it worked right on. It worked. Everybody came to the garage sale, but there were some different kind of folks that showed up. I'm not going to lie, but we made a lot of money, Otto.
We'll just call them different.
Okay. And what really threw me off is Otto, he insisted on having a firearm inside the garage. And I'm like, what are you doing? You said we have cash. We have all these items. I don't know. Everything was fine.
You don't got to get ready if you stay ready,
it's
Dana.
Ridiculous. But it ended up being okay, right?
Yeah.
We have a caller who wants to talk about Facebook and offer up. Miss Rachel, you said you're into shopping and selling on these sites, correct?
Yes. So I am a shopper, but I have had some moments where I've gotten scared before.
What happened?
So I was talking to one person about getting her Cricut for $50. Yeah. And I was like, this is great, all that. And then she tells me that her husband can go and meet me instead and then sends me to a parking garage on my college campus.
No!
Whoa. That sounds sketch.
I called one of my coworkers and I was like, I know you're off right now. Can I borrow you for just like 10 minutes? And she said, absolutely. So we went over there together. Everything was fine. But we were both like, why are we going into a parking garage when originally the address was a completely different spot in town?
So why was it that you had to go there? Was it just a change of plans for them? Was her husband working there? Like, what was the scenario?
Her husband works there, and that's just where he parks the car because she didn't realize that he still had it in his car because someone didn't show up to the last time that they tried to sell it.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to meet in sketchy garages.
That's what I was going to say. The whole thing just sounds so spooky.
Sounds like someone's trying to steal you.
And shout out to your friend, girl, because I would have been like, no.
You're not taking both of us.
I'm like, Rachel, do you not see the red flags?
Exactly. And I was like, I promise it's all going to be fine. I'm like, it's good.
And if it wasn't, nobody will ever know. I swear, it's a random parking garage.
A $50 cricket, you can't pass that up at all.
I guess. I mean, have you ever sold anything on Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp?
I have sold dresses on Facebook Marketplace, but that's really about it. And everybody that got it was like about my age, in my area, or they already like knew me, so it was all good.
So I sold a bunch of dresses at this garage sale. I do, when we go host big events or something, I'll get a big dress. And then I'll donate it either to charity or if I have some left over. This one, this photographer lady came through.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And bought four dresses and now she uses them to take photos of either quinceañeras or sweet 16s or even just somebody wants to take a fancy photo shoot.
Basically all Dana's dresses from the Oscars or the Grammys or whatever, MTV or
she
something.
She got a great deal too. I think I sold them all for like $200.
Oh, hey now.
And they were not $200 when we bought them.
No, they weren't. Well, Rachel, thank you for sharing your spooky story. Tis the season. And I'm glad you're safe, girl. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, all.
Yeah, there's no way I'm showing up. Hey, can you come to this random parking lot?
Yeah, her friend's,
and then her friend's
better than me, because I'd have been I'll just buy you a new one.
My Latina friends would have been like, girl, we are not going there. It's not happening. Hi, I'm sorry you had to hold so long, Floyd. What are your thoughts on the Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp and shopping and selling on these apps and sites?
So I'm calling about the Facebook Market, and I called before. So
okay, tell me.
As you know, like I'm already in law enforcement.
Yes.
So when you're going to go sell, in my opinion on that, if you're going to go sell something, I would highly recommend going to a local police station.
Oh.
That is the safest place you can ever do. We can do it, and we always encourage people to do that because you're able to go to Starbucks or a Shell, but the sad truth is we live in a time and place that people just don't care anymore if you're in public.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to rob you day and night.
I never even thought about that, Floyd. Go to a fire department, police station down the street, or police station. I guess is even better.
Yeah,
right. Like you said.
And if it's also too, if it's like a very heavy item, charge them like a small convenience fee for the hauling fee. Like I'm telling you right now, because you're gonna have to take your time to go and haul it for a big item, and I can guarantee you, majority of the time they're gonna agree on the price because people are gonna buy things cheap no matter what.
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard this earlier, but Otto, we did this, right? We had a garage sale, and, you know, we invited the whole world on Facebook Marketplace, and he kept his firearm. And I was like, I just think this is stupid. But he said, we have a lot of cash, we have a lot, and everything was fine.
It's like she said, people are willing to take what they can. And you got to be careful.
I mean, I forgot about it after a while, but at first I was a little disturbed. Do you think that that's smart or do you think that's not smart?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. It's not, in my opinion, it's not smart because you're inviting someone to your home and they're going to think that you're still living there and they're going to see the amount of items that you have. And again, people will rob you day and night. It doesn't matter what time.
Well, we moved out, girl, so.
Well, yeah, well, obviously. But still, like, for example, if you were to still live there, I'd rather y'all be safe than something happening to y'all.
Yeah, okay. Well,
thank you.
Well, maybe it was a good idea he had that firearm then. All right, Floyd, we love you. Thank you. Bye.
We love you, too. Bye-bye.
Great advice. I didn't even think about that. Meeting somebody at a police station.
Man.
Safest place on the planet.
I mean, it keeps everything on the up and up.
Yes.
Now I need something to sell or something to buy, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. I just want to buy something.
You want to go to the police station and go sell something?
Who wants to sell me something?
And then when they're like, what are you doing here? Floyd told us. Floyd told us to come here. Floyd who? She doesn't ever tell us her last name because she wants to remain anonymous.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Having lunch or dinner with the opposite sex at work, is that a good thing, a bad thing? Is it, I mean, is it a thing? It's a thing if you let it be a thing. And so we have James on the line. James, what are your thoughts about having a work wife or a work husband?
My dad taught me if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Yeah.
And for me, in my personal situation with my wife, we've been together 20 years, I just don't put her in a position to have to worry if I'm a duck, right?
Oh,
so I just don't ever go to lunch. It's not even an option. If a female coworker was like, do you want to, the answer is no. I'm sorry, I've got a wife and kids, and if I've got time to go to lunch with you, I've got time to play catch with my kids.
Oh,
so it's a different,
my gosh.
You're not a duck, you're a goose.
No,
right? According to my kids, I'm a golden goose.
Daddy, can you Apple Pay me?
Oh,
Apple Pay me? Can you send me Starbucks money, Daddy?
When my son asks for college tuition, I'm going to hand him his Fortnite receipts and say, here.
There you go, James.
Oh, I haven't laughed at a dad joke in a long time. That's funny, James. Thank you, James.
Thank you so much. Thanks. We love you. Call back anytime. Thank
really
you for listening.
Enjoy listening
to y'all. Thank you, James. That means the world to me. Love you. Bye.
Have a good one.
So we have Karen on line two. Karen, are you okay with your boyfriend having lunch or dinner with the opposite sex?
Oh no. I mean, it should be a personal choice. Like, my partner, if they want to go out to lunch, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But I shouldn't have to tell them, don't do it, you know?
Are you married?
I'm in a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. My person he's about to deploy. As a matter of fact, I went to this place and I got offered a job. But the person that offered me the job, he had already made it clear that he was interested. Because previously I had gone in there and he had asked about going out to lunch.
Oh,
at that
Karen.
Time, I wasn't with nobody.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
At that time, I was single. So I was like, oh, yeah, we'll talk about it. But we never did anything. Never went out, never hang out, nothing. This time I went back to the business and he offered a job. But I already know his intentions, so I declined because it would be disrespectful. And I don't even need my person to tell me, don't go for that job because it's a better job, as honestly.
Right.
But if I go for it, I knowingly am putting myself in that situation.
That's inappropriate for that man to offer you a position because it kind of puts him in a position of power over you.
What? Man and it's abusing a little... the position of power? Never.
Never.
Never
do anything like that.
That never happened.
I love that Otto and Anthony are able to joke about that.
I was going to say, you mean hire the hot girl? Who would hire the hot girl?
Hi, Karen.
Sorry you had to go through that, Karen, for real, though. That's really, it's not cool.
It's wrong.
Yeah, it's not good.
But see, it happens all the time.
Whoa.
Okay, when I met Otto, I used to work at this radio station. This general manager had a crush on me, and he would make me feel so uncomfortable because I was a single mom, and I had a lot going on. And I almost felt like if I didn't talk to him, he would fire me. And I needed money to pay bills and feed my kids, so.
But see, they do it all the time, though. It happens the time. And then if you say something, they look at you like, you really think you're that hot?
Exactly.
Like, you really think that high of yourself? Then you are the crazy one. So it's like, you just kind of like, personally, I have left jobs because of that.
You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. I get it. Karen, we love you. Thank you for calling.
Of course. Thank you. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We're going to talk about a dog named Kovic, 5-year-old French bulldog. He gets lost and his owner was looking for him. It's been 10 days, no lead, no nothing. Mm. And then he gets a call from a woman and they decide, you know, to FaceTime because she says, is this your dog? He's like, wait a minute, what? Is this your dog? And I guess she looked up the microchip. She just bought the dog in Chicago. In Chicago, Chi-town.
So somebody stole the dog and shipped it to Chicago and sold it.
In 10 days, these people work fast. I was like, you're going to pick up this dog, transport him all the way to Chicago, make the sale.
I wish they would apply their powers of good, because you're right. That is very...
That would be... Can you imagine
efficient.
If this person worked for the...
Good
of society.
Yes, dude.
The good of society. Thank goodness the woman who spent all that money, thousands of dollars.
How did she know it was stolen?
Microchip.
Yeah.
Oh, she took him to the vet and they were like, this dog's already been chipped.
Because you know when you buy a fancy dog or cat or something like that, normally, not all the time, you put a microchip in him right away. I mean, our cat, Lord Oliver Cromwell, he has a microchip right away. They told us, you know, if something happens, if you lose the cat, more than likely if they take it to the vet, you'll be tracked down. Luckily, it was only 10 days because a lot of times these animals will live with their person for years and years and then they take them to the vet and they find out, oh my gosh, my dog isn't even my dog.
Luckily, she's a good person too.
That's what I thought because she spent thousands of dollars. I mean, it doesn't disclose how many, but thousands of dollars
were
spent.
Those Frenchies are expensive. They can be between $3,000 and $5,000.
So he did offer $1,000 reward for Kovic's return and he paid the woman the $1,000. $1,000 for the dog. I still don't think that's exactly as much as she paid for it.
You remember when that girl stole our dog?
What?
So we have huskies, and huskies like to run. And our old dog, Zeus, he got out of the yard. And she saw him on the side of the road, and she picked him up. And she just decided to take him home across the city.
Yes.
And her mom was the one who actually checked her and was like, what are you doing with that? She's like, oh, I found it. It was just on the side of the road. And she was like, that's a purebred husky. You didn't find that dog. And that dog just got out.
And he'd just been to the vet, so we had a little band on him. You know, she's like, somebody loves that dog. Somebody owns that dog. And you know what?
She actually ended up bringing it back to our house. Not the daughter, because the
daughter refused.
It was the dad who did it, because the daughter refused to do it because she wanted to keep the dog.
And dad called and he said, do you have a husky? I said, you know we have a husky. We've got the freaking posters up all over the neighborhood.
I kind of feel like, you ever seen those, like when, you know, families reunite with each other on TikTok?
That's how it was.
I feel like this is what I'm watching.
It
right
was
now.
Like slow motion. Like, run toward me. Well, Kovic is back in Houston feeling much better. He's happy to be home.
Who paid for the flight? That's what I want to know.
It doesn't say here in the news broadcast.
It's an expensive dog to get back.
Yeah. You know what? I hope they find the thieves. You think he should go to jail for stealing dogs?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, these dogs are, they're like Lady Gaga's.
It's a
good dog walker. He got shot over these Frenchies.
Yeah, such so, and that guy animals. Went to jail that did that. So,
But I also have a question for the owner. What kind of name is Kovic? It's a pandemic dog. That's what it sounds like, right?
It does, doesn't it? Right? He's 5 years old. Yes, that's what it is.
Pandemic Frenchie? Yeah. He's been through a lot, and now he's global, international.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.